I'm talking to Jim Butterfield, one of the pioneers of Ilka U3A. Jim, you were in right at the beginning, but tell me first of all, you're a Yorkshireman.
Yes, I am. Brought up in Barnsley, or just outside Barnsley. Went to Barnsley Grammar School, so I had a big feeling for Yorkshire.
Now, I know you've had a very, very varied career, but towards the end, before retirement, you were...
I was a principal lecturer at Leeds Beckett University, where I was professional group head of leisure and tourism studies. And I was also on the National Committee of the Leisure Studies Association.
And you retired?
From full-time teaching in 1993, but from research and part-time teaching 2003.
Now we're going to the origins of Ilka U3A. How did you hear about it?
I can't recollect exactly. I suspect it was the Ilka Gazette. And I had come across the idea of the U3A in my teaching, where there was a report of what the French were doing with leisure activities for retired people. But these were run by universities. And I had understood that it had been transplanted to the UK, where Michael Young and others decided it would be better to have a self-help cooperative organisation. But the basic idea there was to provide a range of activities and social contacts for people in their retirement.
And what was your first involvement with the embryonic Ilka U3A?
I gave a series of talks on leisure and retirement. That was in 1997. I checked that in my diary, with various aspects of leisure and the life cycle, some of the psychology of leisure, the idea of flow, getting absorbed in something that interests you very much and gives you very, very great satisfaction when you are carrying out those activities.
These talks you gave them at...
In Ilka, both in Clark Foley, I think, and in St John's.
But this was in the U3A?
This was in the U3A.
But going back to your very first involvement with it,
yes.
Where did you hear about it?
I suspect it must have been in the Ilka Gazette. That I knew of it because of my previous involvement with...
And did you go along to one of the initial meetings?
I don't think I went to the initial meetings. I think I contacted somebody and offered to run a short series of lectures on various aspects of leisure and tourism.
And presumably they were very keen to have recruit someone like yourself.
Yes, yes. In fact, Alan Kay was one of the group that was in the group. And I organised at that time one or two trips. We went to Ironbridge Gorge Museum, we went to Jodrell Bank and so on. And I think from there, the travel group was established, much more ambitious and wide-ranging than I had time to develop or with. But that was the start of the travel activities. And I later left that and branched into environmental aspects, environmental studies. And I established a group in dealing with the issues of the environment, issues of science and where it was leading us, various aspects there. And we
tell me a little bit about the atmosphere in those very early days.
Informal, small numbers. The other thing I should add is that when I retired from full-time teaching, I started something that I'd wanted to do for some time but didn't be able to fit in, and that was Tai Chi. And in the course of my first talks to the U3A, I introduced my Tai Chi teacher, who came along to give a demonstration session. And as a result of that, we set up a weekly course, a weekly meeting in the operatic house for Tai Chi, led by John Rowland. I did the room booking and assisted him. And this went on for a year, And then after a year, John Rowland could no longer fit it in. And rather than fold up, I stepped into the breach. And since then, developed a fair amount of interest in Tai Chi by attending various summer workshops.
And presumably this was just one of various groups you've been involved with.
Yes, yes. But the Tai Chi one has stuck, and I'm still running that at the moment with a class of over 40. We meet weekly in St. Margaret's Parish Hall. Some of them have been coming one or two from the start.
What was the enthusiasm like in those very early days?
Oh, very enthusiastic. Very, it was tended to be informal because the groups were small, and there was a great deal of interest. It was meeting people from different backgrounds who could in themselves contribute. They had something to offer to the particular courses I was
offering. So you didn't have much difficulty getting volunteers?
Not at that time, no, not at all.
The Ilkley U3A expanded very quickly. I've been talking to Alan, and he tells me that its growth was exponential. How did you find it in those early days?
Well, fortunately, the numbers were very good for Tai Chi, and we very quickly recruited 20 people or so, which was enough to have a whip round and pay for the hall. And we met first in the operatic house and then in the scout hut in Ben Ridding. And eventually one of the U3A committee asked us, said, why not go to St. Margaret's? They're very keen to fill the space there and they're beautiful facilities. So we moved up to St. Margaret's, and that particular group I've been dealing with for the last 20 years. And we still meet. In the summer, we meet at the riverside and do an outdoor session.
What do you feel you've derived from belonging to the U3A?
It's maintained my own Tai Chi interests, which is a very beneficial, gentle exercise.
But in the broader sense?
It's widened my knowledge. I particularly remember going to some talks on cosmology, on coding, run by David Simpson, which absolutely opened my eyes. It was a new, almost a new world that was being opened up to us. They were extremely impressive lectures and talks, but it led me on to thinking of further things and following up those particular areas.
Such as, give me some examples.
Well, in particular, it fed directly into the environment and the science part of our forum that we offered. But in addition to that, I think it widened my interests. And simultaneously, I got involved with other groups, philosophy for a time, poetry, very, very wide-ranging. There was a lot on offer and many things that you would like to do but don't find time to fit in.
Philosophy would have been Pam Ray.
It was, yes, Pamela Ray.
Who is still there.
Yes. And John Dixon, who we met in John Dixon's house. And the other one I joined 10 years ago, or just 9 years ago, was Probing the News, which met regularly every fortnight. I've also supported, because I was by that time quite involved with the Ilkley Choral Society, and Honor Farrell ran a kind of community singing in Abbeydale, which was very enjoyable. That was coming together as a group was very, very pleasant under her, singing the old traditional songs we used to sing at school. Subsequently, that has been taken over by Brian Mason, who continues with the tradition, but he is a very experienced choir leader and he is able to make us progress and sing much more in a wider repertoire, but still with the same spirit and an aim to improve. And that is still going on at the moment we're meeting.
What are your happiest memories of being in the U3A?
U3A, I think one of the very happy occasions I had is that I was brought up in Barnsley, South Yorkshire, not far from what is called Wentworth Castle, which is an old, in fact, 18th century hall set in beautiful parkland. And that was about a mile and a half or 2 miles from where I was born and brought up. And there was a summer school there. The weather was beautiful. I did Tai Chi every morning with a group on the lawns in the beautiful surroundings with magnificent, quite magnificent views of the Dove Valley. And then also I ran a course in the psychology of decision making, fast and slow thinking, which I'd also developed and ran at the Ilkley U3A. And that was a very, very pleasant week indeed, with good company and good, enjoyable meeting people for over lunch and so on and comparing notes.
Does it surprise you the way the Ilkley U3A has grown over the past 21 years?
It has surprised me, but it's not surprising in that Ilkley is an attractive place to live and retire to, or to base from your commuting to work. So Ilkley has a good, surprising number of people who are capable of running groups, on top of the fact that some groups just come together and join together to make the organisation. But Ilkley has had a lot of people skilled in languages, history, good academic backgrounds, experienced in the business world, and been very fortunate, I think, in having such a wide number of people able to organise and get active and come together.
Well, Jim Butterfield, thank you very much indeed for your observations, for your memories.
Thank you.